Welcome to Rhode Island Artscape. I'm Bob C. Ah, Peacedale. The very name of the village in South Kingstown evokes bucolic images of rural charm.
About 12 years ago, you would probably wouldn't have even walked down here because
really?
it was that deteriorated and not the safest place in the world.
Really? Peacedale? Well, that's Leslie Swinard of the Peacedale Neighborhood Revitalization. And she should know, she and her group have been working for more than a decade to bring Peacedale back from being another New England mill ghost town.
And as you can see, we have brought in the arts community. As a matter of fact, if you walk along the bike path, you will see many of our artists have already done projects there. So we have a mural. We have, if you go over there, you'll see a big mosaic of the town. This is becoming a real artisan community, and that's what we're trying to foster.
So it was appropriate that Slovakian-born curator and photographer Vera Levitt opened her mobile art project in Peacedale earlier this month. She said she got the idea when fellow artists at the Hera Gallery in Wakefield lost their lease.
I was thinking it would be fun to do something like literally on the road and have art in the mobile home or truck and bring it to the local community.
You've found yourself dealing with trucks as well as art, huh?
Yeah, it was very educational, and I've learned a lot of new words. I studied art history, so I didn't have vocabulary for flatbeds and whatever else you need to install art in the truck.
But Levitt persisted and rented a 16-foot box truck to house the art installations. She then put out a request for proposals and received about 20 from local artists. The first selected was by sound artist China Blue of Warwick. Vera and her staff then carpeted the inside of the truck, installed two benches and a surround sound system, and covered the truck's skylights with blue gel, all in order to create a meditative mood to contemplate Blue's creation.
This is a piece basically about the sounds of water. It was inspired by global warming and the impact it's having on our waters and also the impact it's having on human and animal life. As you can hear in the background, there are a lot of seagoing animals that actually make sounds, and this is one of them. These are snapping shrimp.
In Blue's 11-minute piece titled Aqua Alta, or Rising Waters, you'll also hear dolphins, whales, even the sounds of the gondoliers at Waterfire in Providence.
And that's being sung right underneath one of the bridges, so the echo is so beautiful and rich.
And sounds of families enjoying a day at the beach in Narragansett.
This is a woman that's talking to her child, and they've approached a beach, and she says, "We're at the beach!"
And she's happy. As the crew set up the truck at the Peacedale Rotary on that first day of the moving exhibit, reality intruded. First, an electrical outlet was needed, and a working one could not be found. So the truck had to be moved and reparked near a power source. Finally, success.
So is this the first time you've heard sound in the truck?
Yes, very first time. And I'm really relieved to be able to hear that.
It seemed like finding a power outlet was the most challenging part of this morning.
Yeah, and we tried hard to have it all set for us, but there are always some unexpected circumstances.
That's just part of the routine when you're creating art in unexpected places, says Vera, who spots the first person passing by the truck expressing some interest.
You can come in and just listen to the sound, or you can listen to it from here, whatever you feel like. And there's this sound from under the water.
Consider it, okay?
I think you scared him with the microphone.
The second person appeared to be a town inspector wondering about the electrical cord arrangement.
I have to cover that electric wire up
right.
On the sidewalk. The fire department called us.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Other bits of reality kept creeping into her mobile art, but Vera, undaunted, patiently addressed each glitch. She's passionate about the art truck as a way to take art to the people rather than waiting for people to come into a gallery.
It's much harder because you have to talk to everyday people that don't have necessarily art education background. So it's harder for us professionals like to make it happen and make people feel comfortable. But that was my goal, like how to make people that don't necessarily understand, in traditional sense, art.
The art truck visited Narragansett, Providence, and Wakefield this month, and Vera declared it a very successful road trip.
Most of the people that actually went in loved the piece, and they were saying, like, it's great that you have energy to bring art to our little community. And we went to Senior Center. We went to places where usually they don't have any art experience or anything so strange as a truck with art coming just to their parking lot.
You'll have another chance to hear and see Aqua Alta in October when Vera gets behind the wheel to bring art to a neighborhood near you. For Rhode Island Artscape, I'm Bob Seale.